From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings movie trilogy took in almost $3 billion at the box office. So it was a foregone conclusion that Tolkien's other big Middle-earth adventure would also become a film. In that sense, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, which opens tomorrow, isn't unexpected at all. But thanks to Jackson's ingenuity, it is full of visual surprises, and critic Bob Mondello guesses fans will be delighted.
Middle-earth 60 years before the Ring cycle. Frodo's adopted uncle Bilbo is a comparative youngster. Wizard Gandalf looks old as the New Zealand hills.
Bilbo Baggins. I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure.
Bilbo says no way, but that night, dwarves start showing up at his door.
No, no, there's nobody home!
First one who eats his dinner, then another who raids his pantry, then lots more. They are a merry band, not seven dwarfs, but 13, all with alarming facial hair and all hell-bent on taking back the homeland they lost to the dragon Smaug right after they get acquainted.
Allow me to introduce Fili, Kili, Oinloin.
Attend to some paperwork.
It's just the usual summary of out-of-pocket expenses, funeral arrangements.
Funeral arrangements?
And sing a song of dwarvish longing.
The misty mountains cold.
You'll sense that there's a bit of padding going on here. Although the Hobbit novel is shorter than any of the three books that make up the Lord of the Rings, it's being turned all by itself into three new movies. So where the challenge in the Ring cycle was to condense and reduce, the challenge here is to include every syllable. In this first film, which covers just six book chapters in close to 3 hours, the filmmakers end up detailing troll recipes and a hedgehog rescue. Also happily, an encounter with the one little dude who makes any trek to Middle-earth worthwhile.
What is it, precious?
Gollum.
What is it?
My name is Bilbo Baggins.
Bagginses. What is a Bagginses, precious?
I'm a hobbit from the Shire.
Oh, we like goblinses, batses, and fishes, but we haven't tried hobbitses before. Is it soft? Is it juicy?
No!
Actor Andy Serkis plus motion capture still equals the most memorable character in all of 21st century film. Gollum's high-stakes game of questions with Martin Freeman's Bilbo is the one moment when this movie can't be dismissed as Lord of the Rings light. Still, even if it's mostly technology this time rather than story that's providing the depth, there is a new feel to reckon with. Director Peter Jackson takes to 3D like an orc to battle, turning, say, an escape from a cave full of goblins into a plunge inside a Rube Goldberg contraption. The camera soars as our heroes careen across spindly wooden bridges that sway and collapse in a choreographed frenzy.
Cut the ropes!
Waves of goblins swinging in on ropes get turned into pinwheels. Giant logs become pinball flippers, flicking them right and left, all in a new process that doubles the number of frames per second, making even the fastest action clear, smooth, and unstuttery. Does that high frame rate also make slower scenes look too real? Not orcs and dwarves, but actors in makeup? Well, if you're worried about that, you have a record 6 viewing options for The Hobbit, the usual standard format and 3D format, plus IMAX and 3D IMAX, and the new high frame rate 3D and high frame rate 3D IMAX. So you can choose how realistic you want your fantasy world. Just remember that all that's really required for willing suspension of disbelief is an army of the willing, an army that is lining up this very minute at your local multiplex. I'm Bob Mondello.